Are you thinking about joining a gym but feel too intimidated to do so? A lot of people, especially women, want to get into shape but feel like they should get in shape before they get there so they aren't laughed out of the place. Walking into a huge open room with hundreds of machines you don't know how to use can be daunting.
Well, personal trainer Fairfax Hackley is here to talk about it all in this week's Best Body Report. Good to have you back, Hack.
Good to be here.
So let's separate a couple issues here. And this is, I think, an issue not just for people thinking about joining a gym, but already who belong to gyms. There's intimidation, and then there's harassment. Give us the idea of the difference between the two at the gym.
Well, intimidation can fall into the category of people who are coming to the gym because they're overweight, coming to the gym because it's the first time, they've never exercised before. And so it's basically an environmental issue. They're intimidated by the environment. You know, in gyms in general, there's enough testosterone flying around to, you know, form a new ED clinic in a lot of cases. But harassment is different. You know, it's an overt attempt to make people feel uncomfortable. You know, and in either case, both are unacceptable.
How many women have experienced this kind of thing at the gym?
Well, you know, most women will say 9 out of 10 of them have experienced some form of one or both. And we lose 65% of all people, men are not immune from this, because they feel uncomfortable in the gym or they don't reach their fitness goals. And this may be a reason why 50% of adults are obese or overweight.
You know, in schools, we have ways of dealing with bullying or harassment or intimidation. What can someone do if he or she feels like they've been harassed or intimidated at the gym?
Well, the first thing is go and try and learn as much as you possibly can before you even join the gym. So in other words, vet the process. Also, look at the orientation. Has the gym taken the best effort to make you feel uncomfortable, feel comfortable, learn the gym environment, know the difference between machines and the free weight area? Also, get a trainer. Super, super important because you can navigate, learn proper form. And, you know, think about changing some of the times that you work out. Sometimes if you're a slow learner, you don't want to go at peak hours where it's really busy and people are less tolerant of beginners.
Thanks a lot, Hack.
Thank you for having me.
Personal trainer Fairfax Hackley with this week's Best Body Report.